Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, cries for justice. The day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. Hey, aloha everyone. Hey, this was really quickie right now. I don't know if it's going to be a quickie or a short one or whatever it's going to be, but here we are. I just had a strong sense that something had to go out, and I'm not sure what it was. I'm not sure what it even is even going to be about, but I just happened to see this Facebook dance, or it was on the Irish Times, I think it was, and anyway, it just something popped up, and I don't know what it exactly is about. Now, I kind of know part of the reason, having to do with someone else, but. This was, it's on the Facebook page of the Irish Post, and it was just an amazing dance. And it was just one of these things that, you know, when you see the Irish style of dancing, I mean, it's amazing, just amazing. So I will copy a link to this in the description. I don't know if I'm going to write much more right now or if I'm going to write a post about it, but there was something about the energy of that dance. Just really hit strong. And so, you know, we're kind of sitting here with a lot of things going on. I did get a message earlier today there was, you know, a lot of energies coming in, and I put a video up there about it. I don't know if, you know, exactly what it means. A lot of this, I don't know what it means. And it's kind of like, to me though, it was a message of clearance and Nova Gaia illumination. That's really what kind of came through. There's something happening right now, and I don't know exactly what it is, but there's so much happening on the planet right now that it's really hard to keep up with. There's a lot of, in fact, I really have kind of given up, not given up, but I just, you know, there comes times when I realize that, you know, I'm never going to get all this stuff, and I'm never going to understand all the stuff that's going on, and do I need to understand all of it? No, don't have to do that at all. There are a number of things that are going on behind the scenes. I think much of it is still going on behind the scenes. And I really felt that, the things that are happening are just kind of allowing us to, well, you know, giving us a chance to either try and fix it all or just allow it to proceed and really be in the light with what the changes that are happening right now. You know, I went to Kauai recently and actually returned on the 13th. I left on the 10th, returned on the 13th. And, you know, I can tell that whatever we did, and I'm just reading part of a post, an earlier post, a message which was entitled Resting. But I can tell you that it really did feel that very much like the, you know, there was something that was opening up, that we were helping to open up this higher dimensional illumination, light, if you want to call it that. I don't really know what to call it. But and I wrote that this higher D light, which is in part intended to remove the last vestiges of resistance and channel the golden age vibration to everyone and this entire planet right now. And I know that what we did, you know, what the, I call it the group, you know, what the group did, what we did, very much connected with the Pleiadians. I know that, but I know that what we did the job. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that are happening that are, you know, are really kind of sending this message along that we are in the midst of a huge, huge transformation of this planet. Yes, there's a lot of exposure going on. Yes, there's a lot of things that we're learning. There's a lot of things that we're learning about what the process is, about the, you know, maybe how some of these things are being addressed and how they're being, you know, eliminated or dissolved or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, it's up to each one of us, I feel, to find their own place. All I can say is from my own perspective, you know, find your own perspective, and finding my own place is something that only I can do. And so, you know, a lot of it is, you know, it's really about determining what our place is in the current, whatever, in the current energy environment. And it can be really, I know from, I guess from some experience, I occasionally from time to time, I just get all involved in something, and that nothing wrong with that. It's like if your passion draws you into something, or in my case, you know, if I get impassioned by something, I get into it. Like at the, you know, when I was involved with the workings of the Mauna Kea and the Kingdom of Hawaii, and really discovering, I was sharing what I was discovering on the blog. And now a lot of things that I am sharing, you know, as far as that goes, and I that passed. And then it was in a different type of vibration where I had other things going on. I'm here for the planet. And, you know, I'm not here just for, you know, just for a certain thing. It's for the, not for just one place or another place, or, you know, I've got to stay here in Hawaii all the time. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to take care of Myra or the kitty or this or that. None of that. Although they're important to me, or, you know, in one way they're important. It's like, no, it's not. That's not who I am. There are things that I am here to do and that only I can do. So those who are not aligned with that are perfectly okay to not be aligned with that. But, you know, for me, it's very important to stay aligned with what I am, and to continue to put out the message that I'm getting to put out at the moment. So, you know, I can find a lot of stuff, and I can always highlight lots of articles. I could still be going to Veterans Today all the time. I could still be going to, you know, Russia Today and reading all those things. I could still be doing that. It feels to me like that the time, the period has passed. That period has passed. So, you know, those periods kind of come and go. And for me, it's important to be, you know, it's important to not get stuck in any of those particular periods of time of growth, development, whatever it is. Because once you stick yourself into a period, it's like, that's it. Boom, that's it. It's like sticking yourself into that little dot. And that's done. That's the period. They got to stay there. No. So I'm just saying, no, you don't have to, you don't, I mean, basically that's part of the deal. We all, I suppose, have comfort zones. We do have certain areas of arenas of comfort. And in my case, I have certain things that I have here in my little place, and everything is very close to me. I can, it's easy to get to, and it's easy to get something to eat if I need that, or, you know, I got plenty of water around the house. It's easy for me to drink water. But a lot of it just has to do with being able to allow the mind to work, you know, allowing the mind to, you know, I call it the higher mind, to work and really to come through. And so that's what I'm here for, and that's what I try and do. So I'm not always going to go out all the time and, oh, I'm going to go to this, I'm going to go to this group, and I'm going to go to that group. And, you know, at one point, of course, I was involved with Mauna Kea, and I was going to a lot of groups, and that was part of my participation. Right now, I don't feel that's really one of my things. That doesn't mean I won't be talking with people. I won't be going to group deals. But one thing that I feel is very important, at least for myself, is to stay in my own higher self. When I'm, you know, when I'm involved in any way with groups, and to stay within my higher self. That could mean that I'm with a group for a while, for a short time, and then I realize I got to go. It's time for me to go. I get a guidance, a kind of a higher mind guidance to go somewhere. It could be that I have a mission, an energy work to do. Something could be I have something to clear. It could be that there's something that's come in that just isn't resonating with my higher self. And so it's time for me to get out and to just, or, you know, just to remove myself from that space. So, you know, to me, it's very important to claim my freedom, my complete energetic freedom. And that's my choice. And it's very, very important to me. No matter where I am, no matter who I'm with, no matter what it might be, it's my complete, I have total sovereignty over my own energy space. So once, and I'm not going to say for anybody else, but I know for myself that once I have that, when I claim that sovereignty, there's nothing that can take me away from it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And, distractions can attempt to come in, and people can come in and say, oh, you've got to help me. Oh, you got to do this, and oh, you got to do that. And, you know, I kind of had someone come up to me the other day, and they didn't come up like that, but I knew that they were going to ask for some help and perhaps financial help. And so, actually, it turned out that they just wanted, and I basically, before they even asked the question, I just said, well, okay, I'm just going to claim my own energy space right now. And after I did that, just within, it turns out that they didn't want to, they didn't want me to give them money. They wanted to exchange money. And he had money in an account, and he couldn't get into it, and all this and all that. So anyway, he paid me by PayPal, and I gave him a little bit of cash, the same amount. So, but I had already claimed my energetic freedom. And I recognized my own sovereignty. And so that was, you know, that was very, very important. And I'm going to stop writing. I'm trying to write it down in a blog post, but right now I'm not going to do it. So, you know, it was really very important that comes through. And that for me is a very, very important thing, to claim my own energetic sovereignty. You know, it's very important. And I'm just going to continue to do that. And as long as it needs to be done. So, you know, one day at a time, one moment at a time, one microsecond at a time. So, you know, one of the things that happens is if you recognize people there's many, many people who can act people, and of course websites and things like that, that can act as our teachers. So, you know, I'm really just basically talking about teachers versus what I would call gurus. You know, people, and I have done this myself, you know, I've had someone who I just really admired, but also they kind of became my guru. And I would just pretty much whatever they said, I would take into myself. I would take on to myself. And that was something that, and I've done this a few different ways. And of course, it's always a thing for me when, you know, I realize that, you know, I can take this person on, but I have to be willing to let them go. You know, you take them on, take it on, take them on as a teacher, but you have to be willing to let them go as well. For me, it's been really important to, after having kind of gone through a couple of guru type periods where I would hear this, you know, these people talking, oh my goodness. And I would just listen to everything that they would say. And clearly there was something I was here to learn. But also realizing that in the end, what they're trying to communicate to me was, you know, the bottom line is to find your own inner teacher, your own inner teacher. And so, you know, the inner teacher is really what we're all looking for. You know, what is our inner teacher, the higher inner teacher, the HIT person, the HIT, the higher inner teacher. And that to me is very important. It's not the ego teacher. There is no teacher in the ego. It's the higher inner teacher is something that is always willing to learn from, you know, it's like that inner, we have the answers within. It may involve other people. It may involve doing our own research, or it may involve just learning from our higher self, learning from our higher self. So, you know, that's kind of the higher self teacher. And so that's kind of the deal right now. It's just really very important for me and many other people I know I'm using the word align a lot, these A-L-I-G-N, align, line up with this higher inner teacher. And it's like, it's not like the ego. It's not like the ego teacher. It's not even like learning from a professor. That's a university professor. That's a different kind of thing. It's an it's that kind of a teacher where it's even higher vibration than that. So once you, or at least for myself, I'm just going to share with myself, what happens is when I align with that higher inner teacher, everything else is not important. And nothing else is important. And it's kind of like, you know, for me, the higher inner teacher sometimes says, oh, it's time to go to Hapuna, you know. Oh, the waves is up over here. Maybe let's go down and check that. Or, you know I got other things I can do, and I could work every day and do stuff around the house every day and blog and all this kind of stuff. But there's times when I just feel like, oh, the mocha is calling. Kona coffee and tea is calling. It used to be Java on the Rock that would be calling. But you know, it's not about going and being there because other people are there, or you know, it's just going to be with self. And I, in my own case, I am talking about higher self, you know, in solitude with higher self. So, you know, to me, that's a lesson that a lot of people never learn, that we can be in solitude with the higher self. And that means that we have, you know, we that's really, that's great company. And, you know, a lot of people just never get comfortable with being alone or being in solitude. I'm not saying a lot of people don't, but some people I know aren't really aligned with that. And it could be that, you know, they may have a different path on this earth plane than I do. But in any event, we're kind of just going through a few things that, that seem to be popping up. We are rising energetically. We're definitely rising in vibration. We are rising as a, you know, we are rising as a group. We are rising in as a planet. We are arising within ourselves. And each one of us is rising up in vibration. So, you know, there are a lot of things that can help. There are a lot of other things that can assist us. But in the end, it's a decision that, you know, it's our choice whether we want to go along with this vibration, higher, increasing vibration, or whether we don't. And of course, I'm just looking at myself. You know, do I want to continue to rise? It's not even a conscious thing anymore. It's just I'm presented with opportunities to release the old and to embrace the new higher vibration. Release the old vibration, embrace the new vibration, and it's fascinating. I mean, I just love doing it. And I was kind of, you know, there was something I wanted to do, and it's not that I was putting it off. I just didn't feel it was the right time. And all of a sudden, yesterday, it was about 4 o'clock, not yesterday, the day before, it's now about 2 a.m., but yes, the day before yesterday, about 4 p.m., I just said, it's time to change this. I have a sort of a tarp that I use, sort of makes a little patio outside the main structure of my little house. And I've just been putting it off and putting it off. And then it's kind of like the old covering tarp, the older tarp was thinner. It kind of started leaking. And I just felt, you know, something's moving me to do this now. And I cut it, you know, cut a 5x10 piece of this heavy duty tarp. And I knew how to put it. I knew how I put the other one up. So I put that one up, and it took me about an hour to get done. But now I have a much nicer tarp. But it was just something like lining up with this, dropping the old thing, leaky tarp, dropping that old thing, and then putting up this new higher vibration. I call it higher vibration. So maybe that's like, you know, it's just releasing some of the old, embracing the new higher vibration, the new higher energy that's coming in to the planet. Certainly this thing called the Schumann resonance, which Jordan Sather had talked about in one of the videos I posted yesterday, the day before, about Schumann resonance bursts and effects on human consciousness. And it's kind of a deal that I thought he had a real good description of it. But it's kind of a deal where it's really showing up that we are the brain of the planet, of the consciousness of the planet, is rising, and it's at its highest level ever that that's ever been measured. You know, but in the end, to me, it doesn't really make any difference. So what? I mean, it's great to know the planet. It's a demonstration the planet is rising in consciousness. And to me, that Schumann resonance is something that should be going on in me as well. And it is going on. You know, if I allow it, if I release the old and just embrace the new one moment at a time, be in this now moment one moment at a time. So I guess that's about it. I just kind of, there's something about this, you know, this energy that really is moving things along. So what's all this about? Well, what all this is about is consciousness, and it's about rising in consciousness. So, you know, we'll each get it. We'll each get it as we move along. I'm quite convinced that some beings are not here to take part in this. And I'm sure a lot of them who have tried to stop this from happening, I'm not sure what will happen with them. And honestly, so what? What does it matter? You know, just so what's all this about? Well, so what? You know, all this stuff, who cares what's going on with everybody else? The main thing that I deal with, I focus, or I don't even intentionally focus on it, is allowing this higher energy to come through me and to align with that, be in tune with it, you know, be harmonized with it, be in tune with that energy. So that's really all that matters. And at least that's all that matters in my world. So aligning with higher self, claiming one's own energetic, you know, claiming my own energetic sovereignty, my own energetic freedom, energetic sovereignty, whatever you want to call it. It's being in place in that space of higher self. Once you're there, it can't be shaken. At least my experience is you can't, no, nothing can shake it. So, you know, it doesn't matter what anybody else says. You're not doing things from the ego, like, oh, I gotta say yes to what they ask me because they'll be upset if I don't do this. Or, you know, I've got to help them out because, oh, they've been my friend for a long time and I got to do this. I have two words for that. One starts with bull and the other one starts with an SH. So it's like, that's one of those things that it's like watching some of these shows on TV. You know, they're all about the ego and they're all about the foibles of the ego, the humor of the ego, and the absolute craziness of living according to the ego. So once we find higher self, once I've found that there is a higher self, a higher vibrational self that I can attune to, then it's all downhill from that. Living by that, choosing from that, claiming energetic sovereignty from that, nothing else matters. So I will end with that. And we will end with, let's see, what are we going to end with today? I forgot what I got my closing song. I'm going to play the longer version of Kaulananapua, How Glorious the Flower, Glorious the Children. So famous are the children, famous are the flowers. Aloha. Kapuana, kapo e iolo.